A major unforeseen event that the government has had to deal with in this budget is the war in the Middle East. It sparked a global energy crisis, with fuel prices soaring. That has forced last-minute adjustments, and a large chunk of the budget focuses on fuel and electric vehicles. Here's what you need to know. Let's talk fuel first. Across the country, Australians have been feeling pain at the bowser. Farmers and truckies have also seen their costs skyrocket, and this all affects the cost of living. So, the budget includes an Australian Fuel Security and Resilience Package worth more than $10 billion. Minister for Agriculture, Fisheries and Forestry Julie Collins says this will ensure food security.
This includes $7.5 billion for the establishment of a fuel and fertiliser security facility to increase supply and storage of fuel and fertiliser right here in Australia, as we've heard. And over $3 billion to establish a government-owned Australian fuel security reserve of around a billion litres.
The government argues this is about doing more in our own backyard to minimise the impact of global disruption. But what will the funds be used for? They'll provide financial support for private fuel companies to access loans, insurance and equity to purchase and store more fuel and fertiliser. And there's money to create Australia's first permanent government-owned fuel reserve since World War II to hold emergency diesel and aviation fuel. Meanwhile, rising pain at the bowser has sparked a massive interest in electric vehicles. But if you're counting on generous tax breaks to get behind the wheel of one of these babies, think again. In a move to find savings in the budget, the government will begin winding back the tax discount for EVs. The popular tax discount exempting electric vehicles from fringe benefits tax will be reduced next year, saving $1.7 billion over 4 years. Climate Change and Energy Minister Chris Bowen argues the discount has seen extraordinary numbers of Australians buying EVs, and now there are more affordable options on the market.
4 years ago, there was no EV available for under $40,000. Now there's about 10. So that's enabled us to better calibrate the tax exemption going forward to focus it on those more affordable models that are now available that weren't available before.
However, the government has not abandoned the tax discount for EVs entirely. Despite its massive popularity costing the budget more than 10 times the $90 million it had originally forecast for this year alone, from April 2027, the discount will still apply to EVs costing less than $75,000, and from April 2029, all electric vehicles will be taxed at the 75% payable fringe benefits tax rate.